Welcome to the Menopause Moguls Podcast, where you'll learn how to slay in menopause and in entrepreneurship at the same damn time. I'm your host, Dr. Joyelle, a board-certified OBGYN, the menopause mogul, and the startup business coach for Black perimenopausal and menopausal women. Are you a professional woman, 40 and over, who's afraid of how you'll look, feel, and even think when you approach menopause? Or you want to take back control of your mind, body, and spirit during your menopausal transition? Are you 40 and over and want to build and launch your own business, doing something you absolutely love and create the life you want on your own terms? Are you 40 and over and want to reclaim your power, joy, and time during your menopausal transition and beyond so you can pursue your wildest dreams? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you are where you are supposed to be. This podcast will not only prepare you for what to expect during the menopausal transition, but equip you with simple strategies to launch a thriving business while managing menopausal symptoms with ease and in optimal health. Ladies, you will learn that menopause is not the end, but the beginning of your next level. As you launch your own business, your own brand that dominates in your industry like a mogul. So let's get started so you can slay your day like a menopause mogul and build your legacy. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Menopause Moguls. How y'all doing? I want to welcome the new listeners. I want to welcome the OGs. I want to welcome the new subscribers to my YouTube channel. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I also want to encourage all of you to share the podcast, share these episodes, like the episodes, subscribe, bring more subscribers, because when we do that, we draw more people, more women to this platform so more women can be empowered in these midlife streets. So subscribe, like, share, leave a 5-star review, because all of that helps to boost this podcast for other women. Because we, as you know, we are not out here alone. We are all in this together. And the more of us who know about this podcast, know about, you know, what I'm talking about in this podcast, the more people, more women are empowered in this midlife journey. So today I wanted to talk about uncertainty. And this came up, I want to share my mammogram story that I just received on yesterday. So obviously at that time this is recorded, this is going to be uploaded a week later, but I wanted to share my mammogram story with y'all. And just another plug, if you haven't had your mammogram yet, go get your mammogram, ladies. Very, very, very important. If you are due, please go and get that. I was a little bit overdue because my insurance changed, so I had to wait to get my old films from my prior mammograms because I was going to a new place for my mammograms. And very nice place. I actually have referred many of my patients when I was practicing to this place. Because the beauty of it is when you go to this place, this radiology place, you can opt to ask the doctor to share your results with you that same day. So you don't have to go home and wait and listen out for the doctor to call you or get your notice in the mail to say if your mammogram was good or not. So that's what I love about this place. And I was excited actually about going. So I went for my mammogram and, you know, as you all know, who get mammograms, so comfortable, right? Oh my gosh. You know, this place is kind of like a spa feel. So they give you this nice little cushy, snuggly robes to put on while you're waiting for your mammogram. And then once you go to get your mammogram, your boobs get all squished and just like, oh my gosh, when is this over? You know, they telling you to hold your breath, you know, all the fun things. But I understand the discomfort, ladies, but it's important. Still go get your mammogram, right? So receive my mammogram. And then she's like, okay, go out and wait in the waiting area. Don't get dressed yet. We're going to, because I opted to speak to the doctor afterwards. Just sit here and we'll let you know, whether you can get dressed or not. So she comes back and she says, oh, we need to get a sonogram. And I'm like, oh, okay. I have never needed to go back for additional images when I've had prior mammograms. So this took me kind of by surprise. So I'm like, okay, all right. So I was sitting now in another room to get a sonogram that's actually done by the doctor. And as I'm sitting there waiting, I'm just sitting there breathing, my deep breathing, waiting patiently for the doctor to come in. Curious also to know, like, you know, what did she see? What's going on? And she comes in and she told me that she saw something on my left breast. So I'm like, okay. So she does the sonogram and she's like, oh, okay. This is, I see fibrocystic changes. She's like, yeah, I see multiple cysts. They have cysts. You have cysts there. They have friends. So I'm like, oh, fibrocystic changes. So obviously, you know, I have a kind of a advantage because I am an OBGYN, so I know these things, right? So she said, so are you menopausal? I'm like, no, I'm perimenopausal. I'm waiting. I'm still having, you know, I have an IUD. So I have a Mirena IUD. So I have, you know, occasional spotting. I don't have like a regular cycle, but definitely I am not menopausal yet. So I'm like, yeah, still in that whole perimenopause, that menopausal transition, still hanging out there. And she was like, oh, okay. All right. So she was like, yes, other than that, everything looks good, you know, benign findings, nothing to worry about, right? And just thinking about that, I thought about my prior patients when I was practicing, when they get things like that told to them when they've gotten their mammogram and then, you know, ultimately, subsequently a sonogram, and they're like, okay, what does that mean? Like, you know, the uncertainty of it all, right? And not only the uncertainty of that, but the uncertainty in between the waiting period for me getting the mammogram and then now waiting to get the ultrasound. So just in general, for you ladies, fibrocystic changes of the breast is very common. It's actually the number one breast complaint in perimenopausal women. And it can cause pain and discomfort in your breast. It's essentially little cysts that are forming in your breast in response to the hormonal shifts that are happening in perimenopause. Typically a very benign change. It is not typically associated with an increased risk of breast cancer. So, you know, what I normally would tell my patients, it's very benign, nothing to worry about, but obviously be breast aware, you know, feel your breasts, you know what they feel like and pay attention. Do you notice anything new? Definitely, you know, let me know, come back in and we will reevaluate. So with fibrocystic changes, you know, typically to decrease the pain and discomfort, you know, avoid caffeine, avoid a lot of salt, avoid a lot of fat in your diet. That typically can help with that. And then ultimately, as your breast continues to change and evolve, as you reach menopause, those fibrocystic changes can potentially resolve. But it's also important, you know, for me, I have a family history of breast cancer. I have two aunts on my mom's side who have breast cancer. I have a cousin on my mom's side who had premenopausal breast cancer. And then I also had an aunt on my mom's side who had ovarian cancer. So those of you who don't know, there's a breast cancer and ovarian cancer gene, BRCA1 and 2, that associated with an increased risk of breast cancer and ovarian cancer. So all these things are important when we are paying attention to our breast health, and also knowing our family history is important to know if we need get genetic testing and things like that. So that's just kind of a general sense of fibrocystic changes of the breast for I wanted you all to be aware of. But I wanted to talk about more so of the uncertainty of this whole process and how I know uncertainty can be very it can keep people stuck, right? It can keep you stagnant. It can make your brain go left, right? Especially our midlife brains, right? So, and I wanted to speak to that because especially as midlife women trying to do something new, like start a business, try to do something new, like pivot into entrepreneurship, there's a lot of uncertainty, right? Obviously, a lot of uncertainty too with just your body changing, right? There's so many changes that's going on mentally, physically, emotionally, and there can be a lot of uncertainty. And that uncertainty can be very scary. And it can keep you frozen from doing the things that you want to do because of the uncertainty. And it can keep you, you know, it will kind of make you be stuck in a place that you want to be because you're afraid to move forward because of the uncertainty. So I wanted to speak to that because as I was sitting there waiting to now get the ultrasound to kind of see what was happening of why they needed to do additional imaging, my mind could have easily gone to doom and gloom, like, and especially because what I know, right? It could have easily gone to, oh my gosh, she found something. Oh my gosh, it's cancer. All the things our brains want to do, right? When we are in a place of vulnerability, you know, I'm out there with my little robe on and just waiting to see, you know, what's happening next. My brain could have easily went there, but I caught myself so it wouldn't go there. Because when we allow our brains to do that on a repeated basis, where we're thinking like I said, doom and gloom, everything is going to go to shits, like, oh my gosh, everything, my life is over, all the things that our brains like to tell us, that causes even more stress within our bodies. And then ultimately affects our health and affects our peace. And then also when we're trying to do stuff, it doesn't allow us to do anything because of those thoughts of doom and gloom. So it was very important for me in that moment to, you know, ground myself and tell myself, like, whatever the outcome is from this point, I know, I am for certain, even though there's uncertainty there, I am certain that I will be okay, number one. And number two, whatever it is, I will get through it, right? And because of the growth that I've done, because of the self-work that I've done, I was able to get to that, right? I was able to bring myself there. Because back in the day, yeah, girl, I would have been a hot mess, just worrying about, oh my God, like, what is it? But I can relate to that because I've seen so many women with those same worries and anxieties and anxious thoughts and fears when they come into my office with this, you know, like, or they call me, I got this abnormal mammogram, or they saw something on the mammogram. Now what's going to happen? Oh my God, is this cancer? What's going to happen? And I had to reassure so many women, right? To say, okay, these are the possibilities. Not to say that this is going to be cancer, not to say it's not going to be cancer. However, you will be fine. We will figure it out and get you to the next step. So being able to reassure them so they could go in, hopefully, with more of a mindset of, okay, this is what it is. These are possible possibilities. I'm going to, you know, draw the attention of my mind to the positive possibilities and know that I'm going to be fine either way, whatever the outcome is, right? And that's so important for us to be able to do when we are doing big things like building businesses, we're doing big things like pivoting and just doing something out of our comfort zone. Because there's so much uncertainty with all of that. And this, the truth is, uncertainty is part of the life journey, right? There's no way around uncertainty, but it's important for us to know how to respond to it and recognize it, right? Recognize our brains trying to go left, trying to put us in doom and gloom, try to put us in the struggle bus, recognizing that and then making a shift, be like, okay, I'm not going to go there. This is what we're going to do. This is how my thoughts are going to, we're going to go over here. And like I said, be certain about, I know I'm going to be okay. I know that whatever it is, I will get through it. Let's see what the next step is and then go from there. And that's exactly what I coach my clients on when they are going through the motions of, building their businesses as their bodies are changing and as they're trying to now adjust to their bodies changing and then now doing something that they've never done before, like build a business. Being able to respond to the uncertainty of like, oh my gosh, this business is going to work. Am I going to be able to do it? Am I going to be able to deliver what I'm saying I'm going to deliver? Like all those things, coaching my clients on how to shift their mindsets to the other route of thinking where it's more of, whether to avoid the thinking of the mindset of being rooted in fear, but rooted more so in certainty of themselves and more curiosity as opposed to fear and doom and gloom. Like, being curious about, if the business doesn't work out the way I want it to, or this task that I'm doing doesn't work out the way I want it to, what will happen next? What will be the next step, right? What will be the next thing I can do to make a change to get the result that I want? So having that type of mindset makes a world of a difference as we are going through the uncertainties of not only your body changing, but also the uncertainties of building a business and walking in these entrepreneurial streets. Because it comes up a lot as far as uncertainty goes. And being able to know that uncertainty will be there and recognizing that your brain wants to take you over here to be like, oh girl, it's not going to work. Don't even do it, and keep you stuck and not do anything as far as building a business, as opposed to, okay, I know that some uncertainty is going to, there's always going to be this environment of, potential uncertainty, right? But knowing within yourself that you can direct your thoughts to something that keeps you grounded in the moment and keeps you certain, like I said, within yourself that whatever it is, whatever that uncertainty, whatever that challenge that comes up, you still know, who you are. You still know the value that you can bring to the table. You still know that whatever it is, you can overcome and push through it, so that you can do what you are being called to do. So, in knowing that, I think, like I said, just working with my clients, that makes a world of a difference when we are trying to do the things that that scare us, and. For me, it was, I would hope that I could get to a point where, it would be nice to get to a point where you're certain about everything that potentially can happen, all the outcomes and all the things. And that it's just not possible, right? It would be nice, but it's just not possible, right? And what I also know that God lives, he is the master of uncertainty. God is the master of uncertainty, right? So even though I'm very uncertain at times and not sure what the heck is happening, I lean on him. And I'm like, all right, God, I don't know what this is. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm scared. I'm going to lean on you. I'm going to give it to you. And again, go back to believing in me and the work that God has done in me, that I can do whatever comes up, whatever, you know, whatever the outcome is, I'm going to be able to keep going and keep building and keep changing and keep evolving through that whole process. So that's what I wanted to share with you all, that moment of, you know, when I was getting my mammogram and then now getting this new thing I've never done before or had to do when I got my mammogram is, you know, getting now additional images and having that moment of where, you know, the uncertainty was like, okay, what is that? Why do I need to get a sonogram? Like, what's going on, right? And not allowing myself to put myself in, oh my gosh, this is horrible. Like, this is, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good, right? Because I could have easily done that. But like I said, I was able to be like, no, I'll be fine either way. And even if I wasn't fine, like, let me not say that, you know, you could have your moment. You could certainly have your moment. Definitely have your moment. But again, you have to redirect and create a response that serves you where you are giving yourself grace. You are being compassionate. You are being kind to yourself in those uncertain moments, uncertain times, so that you can keep showing up like you want to show up and build your business. So if you are, and I know just again, the idea of building a business is so much uncertainty out there, and that causes fear, and that causes you to keep stuck, to be stuck in a place where you're like, okay, I'll just stay, do what I'm doing now and just don't even worry about building a business because it's too much uncertainty. I don't know what's going to happen. If you are in that space, I can certainly help you get out of that space and respond to it differently so that you can build your business in 2024. So if that sounds like you, that sounds like, you know, if you are in where you have, you obviously are being called to build a business, do something, you feel like that's bigger than you, but this uncertainty is stifling, the certainty is certainly keeping you stuck, the fear, all of that, I can help you push through that and keep going despite the uncertainty. When you learn to do the self-work, change the relationship with yourself as well as change your response to all of that so you can build your business in 2024. So that sounds like you, schedule your strategy call. The link will be in the show notes so we can chat and figure out that strategy by joining the Menopause Moguls program. So that's all I have for you all today. So I hope that helps, you know, sharing that. You got a little tidbit about fibrocystic breast changes in perimenopause. Yay. But certainly, like I said, another reminder, if you haven't had your mammogram, get your mammogram. If you are due for it, be more, again, breast self-aware, where you actually feeling your breasts and feeling what they feel like so you can notice changes as you are continually to go through, you know, changes just physically in these midlife years. And yeah, share this episode, y'all. Share this episode, share this podcast, put a like if you are watching on YouTube, write a comment if you are watching on YouTube. If you are listening on the Apple Podcast, leave a 5-star review so more people, more women can see this podcast. So as a woman of color, just a reminder that you can do anything you are being called to do if you are able to shift your mindset where the uncertainty will not scare you. It would only even actually propel you because you have learned to respond to it differently so you can keep going and do that thing, build that business, write that book, whatever that thing is in these midlife years. All right, y'all. So thanks again for watching. Again, don't forget to subscribe, and I'll talk to y'all next time. All right, y'all. Take care.
Thanks for listening. If you had any aha moments or learned something new, please let me know by leaving a review. And please share this episode and share this podcast with all the ladies that you know. Head on over to my website, drjoyelle.com, and subscribe to get my monthly newsletter and get all the tea on women's health news and business news. Also, join my private Facebook group, Menopause Moguls, so we can thrive in menopause and in business as we build our legacies together.